Dreamscape presents Anne of Ingleside by L. M. Montgomery, narrated by Barbara Barnes. Chapter 1. "How white the moonlight is tonight," said Anne Blythe to herself, as she went up the walk of the Wright garden to Diana Wright's front door, where little cherry blossom petals were coming down on the salty, breeze-stirred air. She paused for a moment to look about her on hills and woods she had loved in olden days and still loved. Dear Avonlea! Glen St. Mary was home to her now, and had been home for many years, but Avonlea had something that Glen St. Mary could never have. Ghosts of herself met her at every turn. The fields she had roamed in welcomed her. Unfading echoes of the old sweet life were all about her. Every spot she looked upon had some lovely memory. There were haunted gardens here and there, where bloomed all the roses of yesteryear. Anne always loved to come home to Avonlea, even when, as now, the reason for her visit had been a sad one. She and Gilbert had come up for the funeral of his father, and Anne had stayed for a week. Marilla and Mrs. Lynde could not bear to have her go away too soon. Her old porch gable room was always kept for her, and when Anne had gone to it the night of her arrival, she found that Mrs. Lynde had put a big, homey bouquet of spring flowers in it for her, a bouquet that, when Anne buried her face in it, seemed to hold all the fragrance of unforgotten years. The Anne who used to be was waiting there for her. Deep, dear old gladnesses stirred in her.